Welcome to the Home Inspector Marketing Podcast. Because you're a home inspector looking to increase your sales, improve your cash flow, and boost your bottom line, you are in the right place. For additional training resources on how you can grow your home inspection business, go to microreturns.com right now. And now, here's the podcast.
Hi, this is Mike Crow, and I run a home inspection business. In fact, I've run a couple of home inspection businesses. The true joy for me, though, has been helping literally thousands of home inspectors build really solid home inspection businesses as well. We can help a single-man operation be able to do over $300,000 a year, maybe all the way up to $400,000 a year as a single inspector operation. Even better for me is the 80-plus companies that we have helped be able to build million-dollar home inspection businesses. I would like to help you be able to do the same thing.
Welcome back to part 3 of our series on goal planning. If you haven't heard the previous episodes, be sure to go back and listen to them first.
If you had a bad year this last year, it doesn't matter. What you need to do is get excited because you're about to learn a system that will help make sure you have your best year ever. One of the strengths of this system is that it helps you emotionally be involved with your goals. All right, so let's see if we can get started on some of these goals here for just a second. In fact, either take one of those blank sheets, like the goal planning form or the action steps, and turn it over, and I want you to write something on the back of it to make sure that we get you started here and that we have everything working in that direction. So take a blank sheet of paper or turn over the cheat sheets that you had given you to rip, and hopefully you print it out. You could even open up a Word document if you want. Now, I'm going to show you how the two planning goal sheets will help you in just a minute. But please take out that piece of paper or Word document and so that you're writing something down. Now, this is important as we move forward. You need to keep an open mind and don't hold yourself back. You know, I had one person tell me as I was going through this and someone was coaching me through, he said, pretend you're a kid at Christmas time. You could ask, you know, Santa Claus for anything you want. All you have to do is ask, and it's going to end up under the Christmas tree. So that's the kind of goal setting I want to help you work through here in just a minute. So at the top of one of the blank pages, write my personal development goals. Now, I know that at the top of the goal planning form, you'll notice that it says physical, spiritual, personal, financial, social, business, and fun. What I want to do here with you right now is help you work through some of these so that you can start writing down some of your goals. So on that blank form, I want you to feel free to write down what your personal development goals are for anything. Maybe it's a one-year goal, a three-year goal, a five-year goal, maybe even a 10-year goal, and that's perfectly okay. And you know what? And even as I'm talking here, feel free to go ahead and start writing down what you want to get accomplished in your future. And I'm just going to try to give you some background questions here to help you in just a second. You know, some people, by the way, will tell you it's bad to ask for things for yourself. And you know what? This simply is not true. One of the best things you can do for others is to make sure you become the best you can be. And I didn't used to travel a lot as I worked here locally with my inspection company. And then I started flying more. And one of the things that I had a revelation on, an epiphany, as I think I heard someone call it once, I was sitting on the airplane and they were talking about if the cabin loses cabin pressure, you know, this air mask is going to fall down in front of you. You're to take it and put it on in a certain fashion and everything. And, you know, hey, the bag may not even inflate, but there will be oxygen flowing through the bag and everything. All that's great. But my epiphany came when they said, make sure you put the mask on yourself first and then help the person next to you. Even if the person next to you is a small child, maybe even if it's your child. Because here's the thing. If you don't take care of yourself and make sure you have enough oxygen, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. And so don't be afraid to ask for some things for yourself here and as you're building your goals. And I'm going to be quiet here for just a minute. And what I want you to do is just write down some of your personal goals, your personal development goals for just a minute. I'm going to give you about 5, 10, 15, 30 seconds maybe. And I'm just going to try to be quiet. And then I'm going to go into a slightly different direction on this. All righty, let's do this now. Now I want you to write down the word physical. Okay. And what I want to do is ask you a few questions here. These are not intended to be exhaustive or all the questions you can ask yourself. But what I want you to be able to do is by the time we're done here is go back and understand how to take maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes and work on each one of these sections and setting goals for the next year. You know, the physical is very important because if you don't have your physical health, it's going to be almost impossible to achieve your other goals. So go ahead and do this. Write the word physical down and then write down some of the goals that you have that you want to achieve here under the physical. Maybe you want to lose weight. That's the case, and that's perfectly understandable. Maybe you want to strengthen different parts of your body. Could always do the potato sack exercise. Whatever it is, I want you to write down what it is you want to achieve as a physical goal. Maybe you want to be able to walk or jog a certain distance each day. It's a great goal. Great goal. And keep in mind, these can be 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, even 10-year goals. Okay? Now, I've got a lot more things to talk about, so don't get tied into just this one piece, but this is important. So hang in here with me because I want to make sure we can help you get some goals set. You know, in fact, it was kind of interesting. I worked with some of my members on the physical goals, and a couple of people actually told me they want to run a marathon as one of their 5 or 10-year goals, and I think that's a pretty cool thing. All right, let's move on to financial goals here. And I'm not going to get all of these goals, but I want all these sections, but I want to try to give you some good ones here to work with. Under financial goals, write the word financial down. And then let's ask yourself this question. How much money do you want to make this next year? Maybe a financial goal, by the way, would be that you want to own some real estate this next year. So do you want to own real estate? If you do, then write that down as a goal. Maybe you want to put some money away this year, the next 3 years, 5 years, and beyond. Maybe you have some debt that you want to pay off. And if you have that, write that number down there. Say, I want to pay off this debt and write that down there. You know, one of our members, it was so wonderful. He grew his business by 30% this last year, and he's a large multi-inspector firm. He paid off all of his debt, all of his credit card, and put money on the credit cards ahead of time and went to Hawaii for Christmas. That's the kind of things I want to make sure that if that's what you want to do, that you can do that. Under financial, if you want to donate a certain amount to charity, then write that down. Me and my wife, every year our church has a charity, not so much a charity, but we support a lot of missions or missionaries. And so every year they ask us to donate to that. And so we do, and we work on setting an amount for that ahead of time. Under financial, maybe you want to write down a certain amount of money that you want to have for your kids' education. You know, that can be incredibly important. And I will tell you, for instance, there's a number of things that I do with my kids for their education, which, by the way, interestingly enough, I don't pay for my kids' college, but I do pay for a lot of other things to help make sure that they get a well-rounded education. All right, take a deep breath, relax, and realize that you're making some progress already. And you know what the interesting thing is? This is going to be very interesting because you may be able to look back to tonight and see where a lot of your successes came from, because this may be the first time that anyone's ever helped you work through setting goals. You know what? I had someone do it for me. It was incredibly important, and that's what I want to try to do for you. And then I want to show you how to apply this directly to your home inspection business as we move forward. All right, so let's write out the word business here. We're going to move on to that one. What do you want from your business? And so write down anything that comes to mind that you want from your business. Maybe how many inspections do you want to do over the next several years? How many do you want to do down the road? And so that's all the things there that we can do there. Do you want to set your business up so it can be sold? One of the things I've done with several of our members is help them to understand how to set that up so that they could understand how to take that to the next level as well. Maybe you want to set up the business so that you don't have to be there as much. One of the things I love about one of our members is that he is such a dedicated man to his three kids and his wife. It's been very inspirational and inspiring watching him in that regard. And one of the things he tells you is that you know, he gets to spend a lot more time with his family. He hardly does any inspections anymore. He went from 3 inspectors to 10 inspectors because of a lot of the things that he's learned from us. So maybe you don't want to be out there doing inspections quite as much. I haven't done an inspection by myself in years, and I really don't have any interest in of doing any by myself. All right, under business, maybe you could write this. Are you going to expand your business into some new areas? Maybe some new products, some new services. And so you can take a look at some of those thought processes, what you want to do there. Maybe you want to add sprinkler inspections or swimming pool inspections or radon inspections or mold inspections or a number of other things that you could do. It's one of the things. You know, if your business is growing, it's kind of funny because John with a one-man operation, he loves being a one-man operation. And even another gentleman that works with us on a regular basis, his name is Dan. He said, Mike, he said, the biggest problem I have with you, he said, is you're teaching me how to have so much business and how to take your marketing and apply it to other things. And by the way, he does a lot of non-agent marketing. He says they have so many inspectors, he's handing them out to people around him. He said, you know what, I'm beginning to realize this. Maybe I need to hire some additional inspectors. So if that's what you want to do, then that's great. All right. Feel free to even lay your pen here down for just a second. Again, take a deep breath, all right? Relax and realize that you're making progress already that you probably wouldn't be making otherwise. And you'll be able to look back and see where a whole lot of your successes came from. And by the way, congratulations, because most people do not do this. And this is why they struggle so hard with their businesses. You know, everyone seems to have what one coach, by the way, calls what I would call a fun goal. So I have included that here for you. And so you could write fun down as one of your categories. Maybe if you want a new car. You know, I wanted to have a Mustang at one point. So you know what? I went out and bought myself a Mustang at one point as one of my fun goals. Maybe it's the fact that you want a second house so you can live somewhere else. Write that down as a fun goal. Maybe if you want to travel. Maybe you want to go to England or Australia. Israel, wherever it is, maybe you want to do that. Maybe you want to travel the United States. One of the things I said was, you know, before I start traveling the world, I want to see the United States as much as I possibly can in a lot of ways. And I will tell you, in the last several years, we've been doing a lot of things here with the United States. In fact, we just came back from a big cruise where I basically paid for the whole thing for 4 generations of my family to take a cruise up to Alaska. And I'm now beginning to look at overseas stuff that I want to do. Maybe under fun, you could even write down, I want someone to drive me to inspections so I can work on my business between inspections. You know, it sounds a little crazy, but don't limit yourself here. Remember, this is a completely open process, and I want to make sure that you're looking at it. You know, I had one of our guys tell me, and I thought it was great. He loves professional baseball, and he said, I want to see a professional teams play in every major ballpark across America. And so that was his goal. All right. So here's what I want you to do. At some point, I want you to go back and do the same thing with spiritual and personal and social as well, and ask yourself, what is it you really want out of those different things? And take each and every one of these for yourself. And then what I want you to do, you can take some notes on this. I want you to look over your goals after this. And, you know, I would take about 15 minutes per section to see what else you could add to each one of these goals. Now, I want you to take just a moment and look at those goals that you've written down already. And then next to each goal, I want you to write how long you think it will take you to accomplish that goal. Is it a 1-year goal? Is it a 3-year goal? Is it a 5-year goal? A 10-year goal? Maybe even a 20-year goal? In fact, just go ahead and take and write out next to some of the goals you have there right now. 1, 3, 5, 10, 20, whatever it is that you want to do there. And after you've done this, look over your list. You know, most people mostly have short-term goals, not 20-year goals. And if that's the case, that's okay for right now. Whatever you do, don't beat yourself up on that, all right? And this is something you need to work on, though. You want to think about where you're going to be in the next 20 years. Believe me, I think about it all the time. And part of it is it's because my dad's 20 years older than I am. It's nice to know that he's still alive and still vibrant and having a great time. He's retired. He has some acreage up in Oklahoma. And so, you know, I'm constantly watching him because, you know what, that's where I'm going to be 20 years from now. At least maybe if everything works right, have his physical health and stamina.